Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
A unique near-wilderness experience is coming to Marion County with the opening of Hickory Ridge at Lake Red Rock. Let's go in-depth with Jamie Joly with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, Knoxville. Wow, what a beautiful setting, Jamie.
Thanks. It is. Beautiful day, too.
Beautiful day, beautiful setting. We're at Hickory Ridge, and some things have changed since the last time I was here. There's some camping pads.
Yeah, they're just a mulch pad with a fire ring where people can come and stay. And the one we're standing at right here overlooking Lake Red Rock just provides a beautiful backdrop for a place to pop up a tent.
And we're here standing here amongst the old beautiful oaks and a lot of hickories here. It's just beautiful old stands of trees.
Yeah, it is. The 47 acres of Hickory Ridge is a nice oak hickory plantation, and we've been kind of rewilding it, trying to remove remains of a timeshare campground that's here and really turn it back into its more natural state.
And tell me a little bit about the history of this place, can you?
Yeah, sure. It actually was originated to, well, I'll go back to recent history in the last 50 or so years, but it was, the goal was to make it a primitive camp originally, and then along the way it got sold to an organization that turned it into a timeshare campground, and I'm sure in its day it was a great place for that, for outdoor, more high-end recreation, from miniature golf courses to basketball hoops to cabins was on the site. And then it sat vacant for about 10, 15 years, and that's when Iowa Natural Heritage Foundation purchased the land, and with the goal of having somebody manage it long term for conservation and just a place to get out into nature.
Could you tell us a little bit about the Iowa Natural Heritage Foundation?
Yeah, it's been wonderful. I had not worked with them before this project, and they've been great to work with. That group goes all over in Iowa, and they really are an asset to purchase quickly land that has conservation value and really bring that into their organization with the goal then of having some state, local, federal, whatever agencies to long-term manage it.
And what's the Corps' role then? Is that to manage it?
Yeah, so the Corps on this 47 acres, the land then was donated to the Corps of Engineers to manage it long-term.
Okay, and what does that mean, manage it?
What it means open to the public. Essentially, it becomes public land for anybody to use, and manage it to the public basically means that to gather input, which is what was done in this case, to find out how do you want to use this piece of land, and then just maintain it, and just like the other lands around the lake that are federal land. In this case, there was lots of public input, user groups that came out, and is determined to be a paddle-in camp. So there's actually paddle-in access for canoes and kayaks. You can, a little almost Iowa kind of boundary water experience where you can paddle in, backpack to one of these pads, stay overnight, pack your stuff back out. You can also walk in from the road. It's maybe a quarter mile walk in, so there'll be a parking area there where you can backpack in, stay overnight, free camping, and leave. But it's all backpack in, pack out kind of feel.
It's on the south side of the lake. Can you give us some directions on how to get here from the land?
You bet. If you're coming to, if you're going to Whitebreast, and this right now you can't get this way, but it's probably the easiest way. If you're coming from Pella, the easiest way would be to go towards Whitebreast and turn on Kennedy Street. You go across Compentine Creek to 150th. At 150th, you'd go north until you get to Jersey Drive. And from Jersey Drive, you'd take a right at Jersey Drive, and you'd follow that, and you run right into the lane that leads to Hickory Ridge. If you're coming from Knoxville, it's the same way, except you would turn where 3M is at on that road, and you'd follow that highway until you got to 150th, which is right at the bend, and follow the same way back here.
Hit Jersey and take a right.
Yep, hit Jersey and take a right, and you come to a dead end. And right now, it's not open to the public. July 22nd and 23rd will be kind of the grand opening dedication weekend. Getting people out here to try to see the area. I think once you're here, you'll really appreciate it, and it's a great place if people want to snowshoe in the winter, to camping or just hiking or paddling in the summertime.
And you and I have been snowshoeing.
We have been snowshoeing. It's a great place for that, too. There's a lot of things for different people. We've had a lot of scouts out here because it's a nice place to get a group together, and cadets where they'll come out. They've done some service projects and get a chance just to hang out together. And there's a bunch of nature items you can do and see. We've had people that have looked at different bugs out here, beetles in particular, to mushrooms, just a lot of different stuff. So there's a little bit of everything for the outdoor enthusiast out here.
But something special for the kayakers and the paddlers, the canoeists, isn't there?
Yeah, that's really a feature. And July 22nd and 23rd, they'll talk about this as well. But one of the things coming up this year is a water trail on Lake Red Rock, which is really a map that tells destination points from the water. And there'll be a group, Red Rock Lake Association, who will talk more about that. And I won't steal all their thunder, but it'll tie into Hickory Ridge. So it'll be a destination point on their water trail where you can actually stop off. And the Iowa DNR has done some work to create a place where you can actually land your boat at Normal Pool and just help with the environment of it.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about Hickory Ridge with Jamie Joly. When you're out paddling on the lake, how do you know how to find it? It's tough to put signs out on the lake.
Sure. There'll be kiosks as part of the water trails that'll be at different locations around the lake, some at ramps, some at high use areas, that show the map and kind of explain where things are at. You'll also be able to get a brochure that'll talk about the destination points. So those that are interested in kayaking, there'll be different features towards the end of the summer that'll help guide them around the lake.
So it shouldn't be a problem locating it.
No, I mean, the lake's big. The challenge is when the water pool goes up, your location and some of your marker points change. So it's always a challenge on the lake with different elevations to find certain things unless you're familiar. But there will be tools to help with that towards the end of the year.
What are some of the facilities here that still remain? You've got the campsite. What else do you have?
Sure. The one thing from before that really is remaining is a shelter. There's a shelter that was located on the site. It was in good shape. The group that was planning and the public input was to not knock that down at this point. So that's really the one structure that still stands. There will be portable water. So there'll be one spot where you can take water and port it to your location where you're staying out here. Otherwise, really the amenities are little to none, and that's kind of the feel that we're looking at out here. There are a couple mulch trail areas and a couple mulch pads where a person can pitch a tent, but outside of that, the amenities are pretty slim.
And that's the whole point, isn't it?
That's the whole point. I had a good learning throughout this process that wilderness means something different to different people. Some people look at wilderness as absolutely no amenity. The next person looks at wilderness as having some amenity. So there's a vast difference in what wilderness means. Tent camping to some is wilderness, and to others it means putting a hammock from tree to tree and sleeping out under the stars. So this is kind of more towards the roughing it side. It's definitely more wildernessy than any of our tent campsites or our rec areas today. The intent with this is to be more natural and try to be as rustic and natural as we can.
So no sea of campers with their TV satellite dishes.
No sea of campers, no electricity. So it's pretty primitive. There will be a pit toilet kind of feel, so like an outhouse one out here.
Well, then why is it important to have these wilderness experiences, do you think?
Well, a few reasons. One, it ties people into nature. And you'll hear different people with different thoughts probably on this. But I think for me personally, one of the things it does is it gets them to appreciate the land, appreciate how we impact the land. It has a variety of different, from spiritual to just conservation to people just love a quiet place. And I think some of that today is lacking and hard to find. And this is one that you can get. I think it's also part of the reason why more and more people kayak and do more outdoory type adventures is it's quiet and it's peaceful. And like you and I standing here right now looking over the water and having oak hickory trees around us and a beautiful sunny day and quiet and birds chirping, and there's just something relaxing, and really, I think once people try it, they appreciate it.
There's something healing about it. I mean, actually healing, isn't there?
Yeah, you just don't find it. I mean, a lot of people don't spend the time, and you're not around it. So I recommend to anybody, come out and try it. I think you'll love it. And once you get a little taste of it, people want more and more of it. And I think that's part of the reason that it continues to grow is real recreation around quiet and conservation and nature. I think that's going to continue to be an area. And we actually have a gem at Lake Red Rock on that topic. I mean, there's Iowa's largest lake that's pretty undeveloped, generally speaking. So it's there's lots of places you can do it. And this 47 acres is intended to really tie in for those folks that want to experience it, whether you're kayaking or hiking. It gives you that opportunity to come out.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about Hickory Ridge with Jamie Joly. And how about for our kids? Is this a good place for the kids?
It's a great place for the kids. I think anytime you can get your kids out in nature, it's a good place for the kids. But this is an opportunity to do it a little bit differently maybe than you've done it in the past. You're not going to probably be playing video games or your kids jumping in the camper to watch a movie. So you can come out and geocache, you can come out and snowshoe, you can come out and kayak, you can come out and do those different things. The Scouts, this is one of the things they've been very involved with, along with Furman Falcon and that group, along with Wayne and his cadet group. You know, they've been very active out here since the beginning, really, in helping design it and develop it. So, yeah, I think it's a great place for kids.
Have to bring them out and unplug them.
Bring them out and unplug them, absolutely.
Well, who else has helped with this effort?
Some of the big players, Red Rock Lake Association has been really key, along with Iowa Natural Heritage Foundation, in actually raising the funds and doing the communication to make this a reality. So they have been really, really instrumental. Without them, it wouldn't be here, without those two organizations. The Iowa DNR has also helped with the kayak paddle in and the pads. They've been very, very helpful in that. And then there's been a whole bunch of volunteers along the way. There's been community leaders. Eunice Falkritz has been and Davis have been very plugged in on helping do this. We had a lot of user group meetings, and so there's just been a ton of different public input. Central College, Russ Benedict's had kids out here. I know we were out here with them before. So the list is long of all the people that have helped to make this a reality. July 22nd and 23rd will be the kickoff weekend, and one other group that's helping that weekend that we're excited to get involved, it's actually their first Corps of Engineers partnership, and they're going to be out here talking about Leave No Trace, which Leave No Trace is a national organization that ties in exactly to the mission of Hickory Ridge, in that it's principles on how to care for the land. And so we're looking forward to having them as a partner in this too. They're going to be doing four different seminars, short seminars, 45 minutes long, on July 22nd and 23rd, and really talking about their principles and what that means from a paddler and what it means to the general public, and just how we can utilize those. And then they're going to give us information that we can share ongoing as we get more people engaged in that program or in those principles.
I was here early on. You invited me. I came out with you, Ron Holsey, with the Lake Association, and I saw the remains of the previous campgrounds, and nature had clawed its way back. It's pretty amazing what we do, but still nature claws its way back. But there was still some work to be done with, I think you said, this rewilding the place. How did that happen?
It really was a mix of different resources. First of all, the big stuff was all removed and recycled. Everything that could be recycled was recycled. I don't have the numbers on me anymore, but it was quite amazing, the amount of recycled steel and frames off of the cabins and just different things. And the Lake Association helped a lot with that. Then there was user groups that came out here and began to clean up Autumn Olive. We had Central College and the Lake Association volunteer days, and
Autumn olive is
an invasive species. It had kind of overtaken a lot of the area. It's overtaken a lot of the area around the lake in general. But an invasive species is basically a tree that continues to just take over an area. And what it'll do is it'll shade an area, so these oaks and hickories won't have a chance to repopulate because the seeds don't get sun and light and rain and whatever else that they need to get past that shade. So anyway, the groups have come out here and spent hours and hours cleaning out autumn olive in key spots. There's still plenty of it out here. It'll be an ongoing management challenge and service opportunity for anybody that wants to get involved in that. But it's made a big impact. So those are a couple of the ways that things have changed. There's been two big service days with scouts where they've come out here and helped on both of those as well. So the rewilding process is ongoing. But if you were to look at this place a couple years ago when the project started and you look at it now, it's light and day difference. All the risks associated with just having all kinds of dilapidated buildings out here. It was a great home for raccoons.
Okay, so what are the dates again and when everybody's welcome?
Yeah, July 22nd and 23rd will be the grand opening weekend. And it'll actually start on the 22nd at 3 o'clock. There's going to be a project kind of overview and a tour of the area out at Hickory Ridge. There'll be a Leave No Trace workshop to follow that, some nature hikes, and just a time kind of to hang out, you might say, on Friday night. And then the main activities then will continue on Saturday. It'll start at 7:30 on July 23rd with a birding program. So you can come out, as we're experiencing right now, sitting out here, the birds are chirping and making noises, and you hear a bunch of different species. So there'll actually be a guided tour that Tracy Spry will give at that time to kind of help you understand what you're hearing. Then there'll be a Leave No Trace workshop. The first one's at 9 o'clock. And then the dedication program's at 10. A barbecue will be sponsored by the Lake Association at noon. And then the afternoon's going to be a bunch of paddling activities and geocaching and some other things out here. And then the paddlers are going to do an evening paddle, and there's just going to be a lot of activity throughout the day. And anybody that's interested, they can go to the Iowa Natural Heritage Foundation website. It's inhf.org. And you can go to that website, and there's a schedule of events for the day, so you can plan your day. You can come and go as you want. For those that don't want to walk in or don't want to paddle in, on that day we'll actually have a hay rack and give some people rides back into the area. So if you're not into walking and hiking, but you want to experience it, still come on out. There's opportunity to get out here and see the area. And I think you'll love it, and bring your kids. It's going to be a great place for in the future to have a different kind of outdoor experience with your family.
Thanks to Jamie Joly for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.